Moses, tough loss today. How'd you see it?
Yeah, I actually thought we wrestled back a bit of momentum there at the back end of the Victorian innings when they were sort of 1 for 185 off 30 overs. I thought if they, you know, if they batted well and we didn't bowl as well, we could have been chasing 350 plus. So to go into the sheds at the, like after 30 overs only chasing 298, I thought it was a win for us, given the position they were in. I still, you know, 300's always a lot of runs, but I still think it was just par on that wicket. And then I guess in our innings, we just never really got a big partnership together. You know, we saw what happened when I think, you know, Sammy and Marcus put on quite a nice partnership there. And, it, you know, the runs just seemed to, you know, keep flowing. So every time we sort of wrestled any kind of momentum, we just weren't able to sort of keep pushing with the bat, and just lost wickets quite frequently, whether that was sort of Hughesy and I with a little partnership, and then Hughesy and Ollie with a you know, a half decent partnership there as well, and then Curtis and Hughesy with a little partnership too. But we just never really took that partnership up to 100 plus. So you know, definitely something to learn, just to be a little bit, I guess, more ruthless with the bat. You know, keep taking it deep. But I was encouraged that all of our batters, you know, having said that, you know, were, I guess, taking the aggressive option and trying to put a bit of pressure back on the opposition. It's just, I'm hoping, you know, that, you know, the mode of dismissal of how our batters got out, that they were doing it out of, you know, out of a plan rather than sort of panic. So, you know, that's something for each individual batter to go back and have a look at. But, yeah, I definitely thought 300 was very chaseable out there today.
Awesome. And you mentioned Dan Hughes, you know, hit a nice 60. He's been in some good form over the last couple of years. You know, where do you see him? Do you see him pressing for Australian contention? Do you see, or is he like, he's just been batting superbly?
Yeah, he has been. I mean, especially in white ball cricket, you know, he's missed the consistency, and we saw again today, with a few wickets falling around him, he sort of held the innings together. And gave us every opportunity to, you know, still be able to chase those runs down. So, you know, unfortunately, over the last sort of year and a half, we just haven't been able to go with him as a team. You know, especially last year, I think he scored 300 or 400 last year, and we still didn't have a very good one day season. So, you know, there's definitely, you know, his method of batting in one day cricket. There's a lot to be learnt for our batters on how he sets up his game and, you know, how he sort of milks the bowlers through the middle there and cashes in once, you know, he's faced a fair amount of balls. So, you know, I definitely feel with our batting group, we definitely lean towards the ultra-aggressive option maybe a little too early at times. And whilst I do encourage being positive, you know, there is definitely something to be learned about, you know, when there's 300 balls to be faced that we're giving ourselves every chance to face as many of those as possible.
And you mentioned Ollie Davies as well. He had a really nice knockout here today. He's an exciting player.
Yeah, he is very exciting. Yeah, I think we saw some really nice shots today. You know, and even the way he played Murph, in terms of, you know, Murph was bowling to five guys on the leg side, spinning the ball in from our side off, and Ollie, and like into leg stump and sometimes even outside leg, and Ollie was still able to find gaps in the offside there. So, you know, he's definitely, you know, he's a batter that's very difficult to bowl to, and, you know, can score in some very unique areas. So he's very exciting for us. And again, you know, I think if he just keeps giving himself opportunities and chances like he did today, he obviously got to 40, but, you know, hopefully, you know, next game or in the future, he doubles that and moves, you know, he gets a bit closer to a match-winning score.
Awesome. And Nathan Lyon, he's probably a few weeks off returning. You may not get him back for the first Shield game, but, you know, second, third one, he's a chance. How will it be having some of his experience back around the squad? Obviously, you know, he's one of Australia's greatest bowlers ever, so it'd be unreal to have him around your squad.
Yeah, it always is. Yeah, we've been very lucky with Nathan in the past. You know, when he's not playing, you know, because he hasn't always played white ball cricket, and he's, you know, last year he played a fair few games for us in red ball at the start of the year, and he's always good to have around the group. He always wants to bowl, always wants to have a dip. So, you know, he's a very easy bowler to captain in that sense that, you know, he always wants the ball in his hands. So, I'm very excited to having him back in the team. But he's also not a miracle worker. So, you know, we've got to make sure the other 10 guys are playing good cricket, and, you know, that we're making the environment an enjoyable one for him to play in as well.
Awesome. Thanks, Moses. Appreciate it.